Okay, one more, Ian. It's a burning question.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah, Chad. Be real careful. Just pay attention, Chad. Okay. That's good for you.
Okay, Ian. Last show, we did a clarification about the electrons and neutrons bonding with the hydrogen. And my question is, will they bond in ring 13?
Kind of, but then you got to get over it, so...
That's a good point there, Bert. Everything you learned, you've got to get over.
Okay, what part do I have to get over, Ian?
It does apply, but that's the point.
It does apply? So there's bonding taking place in other rings, then?
Have to. Otherwise, you'd have an ineffectual spin.
Okay, so that's connected to the 14 degrees of freedom in each ring.
Are you muted?
Not yet.
No, she's typing. Nobody's typing like a banshee, Carolyn.
I'm typing, Carolyn.
Typing. He's typing.
I just mastered the skill. I'm just using my new skill, Carol. Just a second.
Yeah.
Carol wants to have a conference, a private conference with me.
I said I was going to hold off on these, but this is burning hot now that you've eliminated that. Okay, Ian, on July 16th, 2020, you and Bob were having a discussion about the angel diagram. And Bob made the comment that rings 13 and 14 would be evaporated, the outer membrane, and you said that would be the pea brain. So my question is the pea brain fully activated when the lotus blooms?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's easy.
But, Bert, gets into the vapors, the name for ring.
Yes.
13 or 14?
The vapors
in 13.
Yes. All good southern women from time to time are constricted with the vapors.
Okay. Thanks, Ian. I'm gonna go to the TikToks.
Boy, that was easy. You're easy lay this week, Biggin.
I have others that I'm building on. Okay. I have one more. I have one more of my questions. Okay.
All right.
This is a big one, but I was gonna hold off, but I'm not. Okay, Ian. We've always had this duel for the years about ionic covalent bonding, which is something that you told Sasha in the rewrite, that's a bond that never, ever occurred. And a few months ago, I got you to admit to, but I don't have that note, but on January 9th, 2021, when I brought up covalent bonding, you said use joint custody instead of co. So my question is joint custody a way to describe ionic covalent bonding?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Okay. Now, does the jointly reference, is that taking place between the neutrons of the new environment and the neutrons in the cell?
The ones that borrow, yes. Because you remember you had to have one to get one to have one, so you have to borrow from each other.
And that's the joint custody, and that's the ionic covalent bonding. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You figured it out.
Yes.
Not bad, Biggin.
I feel complete there. Damn. Okay, I did say that although I'm looking at the pea brain, I summarize all my pea brain notes. There's something else to get out of there, but probably not, but we'll see. Okay, I'll go to the TikToks. Wow.
Well, play with the court words.
You said something to Chad about a quark with a collar, and it was other upside reference. You said the quark. So yeah, I'll look at the quarks. Also, the pea brain is a quark.
Mm-hmm.
I have that on record that you said. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll look at the quarks. Thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to start with the hot one and then I'll go to the other ones because, you made some references. Okay. A few months ago, I don't have a note, but I do have it in a mental note. About The 101st Airborne was activated months ago, and it wasn't really in the news, and now it's in the news about the 101st Airborne being deployed in Romania. And I was like, what the fuck? But then you get, I've got this, you sent me this, TikTok of movement at Fort Bragg, and I'm like, oh shit. And I know those guys. That's the 18th Airborne, which is home of the 82nd Airborne. So, are they getting ready to activate the 82nd Airborne?
They have. That's why they're blocking the GPSs. So you can't, they're having to use the commercial airport. They don't have enough room. And so that's why they are, it's on.
Yeah, it is. Cause I was like, oh, this is really weird. Cause I couldn't find a note, but I distinctly remember that you told me it was a TikTok about the 101st Airborne being activated, but now this whole thing in Fort Bragg and Fort Bragg, but that's also special forces. It's not just the 82nd Airborne. They've got the whole.
And they pulled in and they pulled in. Well, we can't say all that.
Okay.
It's bad or good.
When I saw that, I'm like, uh-oh. Well, okay. Damn. Yeah, that's big. That's really huge. That's huge. Okay, Ian.
What does it mean to you, Bert? What does it mean to you?
What it means to me when you're talking about...
Kimchi is hot.
Okay, what kimchi is Korean food. They put underground.
It's rotten cabbage.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. So, yeah, Bert, just what does this mean to you?
You're welcome.
What it means to me, okay, Bragg is like the hot spot of, you know, where the war machine is as far as when they want to do some war because they drop in the paratroopers. 82nd Airborne.
Yeah. Oh, that, I remember you talking about that.
I didn't hear you. So what does pardon?
I know you've talked about that. I know the role of Fort Bragg. So what is the application today?
Okay. When we spoke air, we talked about Fort Campbell, the 101st Airborne. When they bring up Fort Bragg, that's where you have the muscle of the United States Army is at Fort Bragg, and that's the 82nd Airborne or the 18th Airborne Corps, which has the whole thing. Also, you have the special forces are based in Fort Bragg. So when they say there's activation there, that's almost a guarantee that there's a war pending.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear you say. They know what's happening. But, hey, Bert,
just in case the record wasn't clear, Bert or Tony. Tony, just so the record's clear, you just want to get it down one more time. That's right.
Hey, Bert, so the... Remember, the aliens run everything, all positions. Yeah. So if Putin is preparing to do something, so is the Biden alien. It's coordinated.
Okay. You know well, they're mean? All fighting that, each that, other. That, I mean.
Yeah, you could say Fort Bragg is Putin land, you might as well say.
Well, it was when the Bushes were playing with Brezhnev, TT, it certainly was.
Yeah. but now there are aliens doing it, unless the aliens have been doing it for 80 years. But anyways,
that's what Jackie Gleason saw.
It's like old OHIP. What's the name of that guy out in Seattle on the frontier of the beach? OCHIP or something? Yeah, the guy who does the pattern recognition. He hasn't put out much lately. You know.
Did you actually say the name OCHIP? Oh,
Cliff High. Cliff High. As Cliff High says, it's a war between the cabal, or he says the Kazakians or something, you know, Khazarian mafia, and humans. That's how you have to look at the news. You're watching the enemies of humanity coordinate themselves for what they're going to do to humans. It's not take a side within the human situation. You're being attacked by aliens. That's what you have to perceive.
Y'all line up right here. Now we have remodeled the showers here in Auschwitz. Just line up real quiet. Say one word, you're going to the back of the line. So be quiet. You gotta get it. Alright, what is it, San Francisco, where they're spending $1.7 million for a bathroom that only has a one-seater for the homeless people to go take a piss in? That's pretty fun. For that $1.6 million, you can buy them a house and they can just take turns.
Hey,
so there's no fight between the aliens. There is a bit of a fight among the aliens, but that's not really defined yet. So the aliens are fighting humans. That's what you have to recognize.
Yeah, I have a further clarification point. Ion, this activation in Fort Bragg, are they aliens? Because you said that something few shows ago that Trump has charge of the military. So is this really the military or this aliens taking over the military?
What's the difference? You won't know the outcome of the thing. Well, you won't know the difference. You won't know the difference. What's the difference? Because then at some point, it's kind of like in the Civil War. Some people would just change sides right in the middle of a thing, right in the middle of a battle. It's like, well, they would go over here, we'll go over there. There we go. It's silly. So yes, you won't know. You won't know the difference. Space Force. Now here's the new rub. You probably saw it. Go ahead. You saw the one about Space Force did all the watermarks on all the ballots, right? Across the country.
No, I didn't get that TikTok.
Oh well, sorry. You will. No, it probably's already been gone by now. So now all the states are decertifying their election now because they watermarked all of the ballots. And now when you show it, half of them don't have the watermark, so they were fictitious.
Great. And so they decertified the election in that area?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all the 46 states have already been certified now, but you won't see that on MSLSD.
No, you won't.
They're going to pretend to have an election. You know what I mean? That's the new rig. The new rigging won't be the outcome. It'll just that they pretend they had an election.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how you can have a Senate seat that pays you $50,000 a year and you spend $55 million on campaign ads saying that everybody else is the sucks dicks and retrobates and doesn't do this, did that twice, or voted for it but did it anyway. And it's like, come on, damn.
This thing of switching sides, Bert, just look at people being traded, like in sports, and people becoming free agents and running to the other side.
Now, Bob, anybody's bedroom activities is their business. You don't need to be getting in all that switching sides and
running
for the door.
Well, you ought to get sex out of your fucking mind. Get sex off your mind, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that's the best one. Bob was eavesdropping in it. Apparently JW was having a long conversation with the aliens and Bob was eavesdropping. He thought it was a porno or somebody grunting or something.
That's right.
And JW said to JW's like, well damn, if it was a good porn, I missed it. That's what upset JW that he missed the very good porn. That wasn't his experience. It was too fun.
Yeah, like I was listening. All of a sudden, late at night last night, the phone rang. So I pick it up. It's JW, and there's a lot of noise. So I wait for him to talk to me, but he doesn't talk to me. So I keep hearing the noise. And basically, it was,
green man.
Somebody tried to have a shit or having a cum, but I couldn't tell the difference. But I said, oh. But I thought, oh, JW's not talking to the aliens, and this is how they sound. Okay, believe it.
Yeah, too much fun.
Okay, Ion, you gave another clue about the empty FBI building, the blowing off the tunnels under the building. Okay, but there's been has this always been that way, that the FBI building is empty?
Like, no. That's very recent.
That's recent.
Since they went off the chain. Yeah, because the FBI used to be right. And now all of a sudden, since Comey and the, all that cabal, it's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. Just like, get rid of it. And they're just eating themselves. Then all of a sudden, now, if you ever, when's the last time you had a whistleblower in the FBI telling them what the FBI does, for fuck's sake?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought it was strange.
No one's ever done that. No one ever does that.
No.
Shit, even J. Edgar Hoover and his little bustier didn't get that kind of coverage.
Does that mean the FBI is taken over by the aliens?
The FBI, and everybody, of course, is not listening, so it just drifts by.
Right. And Dan Bongino is very upset about this.
Those guys get paid millions to be upset at every news item, every day, like Tucker Carlson. Just one outrage after another. The MSNBC has this lady on there, and Tucker was playing the woman, and she's just a Black Panther racist.
That's
a major person.
I
on
saw
the
that. Yeah.
It's the, yeah. No wonder a lot of people are dying. It doesn't make sense anymore.
Well, that's the whole fun. That's the whole thing. You go back when Bob was being all cross that nothing was happening. Well, now she's giggling like a schoolgirl. He's giddy as a schoolgirl now because the world is ending and Bob couldn't be happier.
I started it, and I'm going to end it. I started it, and I will end it. And I want proof.
I see.
Hey, people have been reporting for years, Bob, it ended. You put out your song, everything disappeared. So I did back in 92. And then subsequent after it, but you disproved that. So I've been rather irritated for the last 30 years waiting for confirmation when I was told in 88. Took a while.
Okay, Ian, the 131 deep underground military bases in the U.S., there was a picture or an illustration in that TikTok. Is there a deep underground military base that involves several levels of operation at Dulce?
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's always been like a big conspiracy, but you're confirming that that is... And that's alien because they had seven levels, and you've never seen, but
you've never seen pictures of it for Pete's sake.
Right. And they also have the mock trains that connect them.
The ones that run on the magnetic grid.
Yes. But I remember you sent me a TikTok last year which showed tunnels like from the Vatican to La Palma, all over. Are those connected? Are those part of the 1477?
Agreed.
And they call 17.
What was that figure, Bert? What was that figure? 1477.
They made an announcement on that talk about there are 131 deep underground bases in the U.S., Bob. But then they also said that there were 1477 deep underground bases worldwide.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so what's your story here? What's the story on this TikTok?
Well, they announced that they had 131 deep underground military bases in the U.S. and they're 1,477. But I asked, there's an illustration in the TikTok outlining the construction of what's going on at Dulce, New Mexico. And I said, that's actually real. And there's seven levels with a housing area for aliens and humans, security and communication, mind control experiments, housing, genetic experiments, and cryogenic storage. Ian, are those seven levels?
Yes.
Oh.
And Bert, cosmic awareness through Paul Shockley was talking about Dulce back in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, that way. Yeah. So I want to, have you got another TikTok?
Yes, one more. One more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Ian, the TikTok of no coincidences between Donald Trump, Nikola Tesla, and John G. Trump. And there was one interesting where the guy was connecting Donald Trump to Wernher von Braun and the chronovisor. Is that actual connection?
Yeah.
With Trump? It really?
Is. We did that 100 years ago back in the Adolf Hitler world. Bob's got it. And then he threw it away in one of his trash cans.
I threw it away. I said, that's bullshit.
Okay.
I decide what I said is real or not.
Oh, that's different then now.
Remember the tech body. We're talking to the tech body half the time here.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cancel the last hour, Bert.
Okay, I'm good, Bob. I'm good. Thanks, okay. Ian. Thanks, Carolyn.
Wait a minute, Bert. Listen to this. So here are the headlines on Drudge. According to Silver, he was the guy who screwed up with Trump as a pollster in 2016. He says, the Senate is now a toss-up. Is that true, Ion? Senate,
yes.
In the election. It is?
And actually, it is. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not good. You were saying just yesterday that it's a Republican red wave.
It is. Bob, these are the same polls that said under no circumstances is Hillary Clinton going to lose. She can't lose.
Yeah, and so they're saying Senate's now a toss-up, which means it's pretty close. And you're not
good.
Agreeing with that, but you're saying this is accurate.
No, no, we're saying that's the best news ever. That's the best news ever.
Oh,
that's good.
Because it's
the Democrats had it. Democrats had it 2 days ago, so now dead heat. So everybody's like, okay, we got to go vote. We got to do the votey vote, 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 votey vote.
Okay, next headline.
And then Stacey Abrams, go ahead. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt you.
Republicans leap back into contention in Arizona? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Carrie Lake.
Let me tell you, she's going to be a president somewhere, someday. Maybe in the Girl Scout troop, but she's coming up. She's got the unisex eyebrow and the cropped hair for the LGBTQRSTXYZ. She'll probably be on Unfiltered before it's over with.
Okay, you were going to say something else, I think. No.
Oh, we forgot. Okay. That was a long time ago.
Here's another one. Trump rally schedule slows as Gop sees narrowing demand for his help. Wrong?
Yes. Yeah. That's very wrong. Because he had one just the other day, and it's like covered up the world. People are waiting 2 days to get into the thing. That's true. He's just not doing as much because they're starting to find out that He got up on the TV and he told you, he said, if they get in here, this is what's going to happen. Boom, 8 through 10, 1 through 10. But what they didn't tell you, and that was Kelly McEnany was going over that again, about it. He told us what was going to happen when they played the tape. What they didn't tell you is that he went right straight to the Abram Accord and made a deal buying futures on gas, on oil, on everything you could buy. With the, what we call the Sand Niggers. So now he's selling oil back to the United States of America on futures, making a fortune.
So he made a statement of what they're going to do in January. That's what you're saying?
No. He made a statement. He said if the Democrats take over or get this, then this is what's going to happen. You're going to have ripping inflation. You're going to have uncontrolled spending. You're going to have gas prices going to be $10 a gallon, and I'm going to laugh my own last all the way to the battery.
Okay. Biden says the First Lady, that's Jill, doesn't want him to walk away, that's a quote, to walk away from the White House. Is that true?
Walk away? They need to first spend the night there at least one night before they leave.
That's right. Good point. New York governor race takes sudden turn after Zeldin surge. I don't know which way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Zeldin.
Zeldin is the Republican, and he was a little nobody nothing, and now he's fixing to take. Wait, I got bigger news than that. They fixing to put a Republican as the governor of goddamn Oregon.
Wow, that's impossible.
It's been 40 years since you heard that. And it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on. This race is taking its own life. But that's not the point. The point is what are they going to change? What are they going to turn on the Keystone Pipeline? Is that going to make a difference? They got to finish building the motherfucker before it makes any difference. Okay, they're going to let everybody drill, baby, drill. Okay, that's going to take a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay, early turnout surges or early turnout surges. I don't know. Turnout's a noun or an adjective.
They've decided it now because of voter suppression. So many people are voting now that they're going to go back and recount and find out that Stacey Abrams really was the governor of Georgia all this time.
But what does it, they're turning out to vote early so they can't be rigged? Is that what you're saying?
No. The whole thing in Georgia was that Stacey Abrams said that Negro people couldn't vote in Georgia. That they were being suppressed. They were back in the flour mill. They couldn't get off the plantation to go vote. And so that was bad. And so now, and they said, no, that's not the way it is at all. And now so many people, it's been presidential. The early voting started like a week ago or something. And the early voting has got it at a presidential level. This is a stupid midterm. Who cares about a midterm?
Right.
Nobody even knows when a midterm. Normally you'd have a midterm and you wouldn't even know when there was a midterm to vote for people.
Yeah.
But now they're having presidential level voting already going on.
Right. So what does it mean if there's early turnout surges? Are they trying to get past the rigged part?
No, everybody's just trying to vote because they don't want to wait in line.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it, Bert. You're finished, right?
Yeah. They have a little backlog, especially in Atlanta, where the hearse that are pulling through, there's not room for them to park. So they want to make it streamline a little bit. So they have early voting, late early, so that the caskets can come by and cast their ballots in an orderly fashion.
Right. So are people monitoring the election in Atlanta so that there's no cheating?
Oh, everywhere. Yeah. They're cheating on cheating. Yeah, they're counting hard.
Cheating, they mean they're cheating on cheating. What's that mean? Cheating
squared. Democrats is watching the Republicans. Republicans watching the Democrats. The Republicans is trying to cheat their way, and the Republicans and Democrats are trying to cheat their way. And so they're catching each other cheating, and they're not saying that because if I catch you, you're going to catch me. And I'm going to watch to see what you watched. I'm going to look to see what you could see before I do anything. That's what I'm going to see. See?
So if you're the tech body, you're saying there's going to be a red wave. In other words, you decide what the results are. The tech body does, pretty much.
Every one of those things where you punch it in on a computer, then it prints it out on a piece of paper. And then you look at what you voted for, and then you go slide it into another machine that casts your back. You've had three levels of tech body that adjusted every stick, every ticket, every slip, every way. So there's almost, even give you a little plastic pen to do your voting with, because you don't really write, mark a ballot. You punch a machine with a little rubber tip pen.
So, Bert, to wrap up your session, remember this pattern. I'm just instantly explaining the voting. Now, there might be a guy who can talk about the voting the way Ion just did and even make a tech body point. But that guy can't talk about brain chemistry, sociological alchemy, and every other fucking thing that Ion talked about the last 3 hours or 10 hours.
And how to achieve and maintain a very long-lasting erection, too.
Yeah. And how to survive the AL2SO4. So you've got to be rather retarded not to appreciate this place, which is what I say every show, but I'm appalled at the way the humans are ignoring us, at least publicly. They're all listening secretly.
And how much gin is too much gin? We're good at that, too. How much gin is too much gin?
Yeah, gin is a poster and I not in Indiana or someplace. G-I-N, capital letters. So the top celebrity in the world.
Stands for rummy.
Yeah, the top celebrity in the world, for many years, emailed us.
Really?
It said, can I get in? There's a place at the table for me. They're all running here. And I haven't got the exact words. I'm going to get the exact words from JW, but She said she really liked Bob. Really liked Bob something. Bush, I think. Bob's Bush. She really liked Bob's Bush. So, anyways, there's a interesting, it's not just CIA people and Illuminati getting in touch with us. The modern Illuminati are now running to us.
Mm. Well, their game is up. They know they shot their wad and they lost. I mean, what's Kathy Griffin? What's she going to do now? She looks like death. She looks like death warmed over, holding Trump's bloody head in her hand. What they going to do? What they going to do now?
They lost.
Okay. All right, so...
what's Rosie going to do? Poor Rosie. Poor Rosie. Poor Donald.
Should I play more... should I play some music, Bert? What do you think, or do you want to hear more talk?
Doesn't Kate?
Oh, yeah, Kate. Kate had a question. All right, we'll check with Kate first.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, I.
Okay, Bert, thank you.
Welcome always.
Okay, Kate, you have a question? No, that's the wrong one. That's Chad. Kate, you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ion about TikTok.
Okay.
Hi. Yay, there's TikTok. Y'all get TikToks over there at Godforsaken Land? That's beautiful. We're glad to hear that. Glad you get it.
Yeah. Yep. Is TikTok a black hole that's sucking in everyone's attention?
Well, in China, TikTok teaches you how to do algebra and ciphering and about chemical equations and how to be the bigger, better communist. And then in this one, in America and most everywhere else, it's how to pop your teeth out and can eggs. So you can learn how to can eggs. And you have to listen to Clarence, the Labrador Retriever, get fucked over by his people. And then you got to listen to the people who are trying to give you what they call them, thirst traps, making thirst traps. That's pretty fun. And they have some lovely memories from time to time, nice memories. That's good. And so, yeah, it's pretty much a waste of time. And then your people get on there and they give you heads up, straight up. Like they'll show a picture of everybody in front of the White and the Capitol, and there ain't nobody there. You're like, this is the same picture. This ain't that. Mm. You know, just like that. And they're documenting it, and China loves it because they let it go. And or tech body conundrums of things that they say as opposed or against things that are reality. See the difference?
And, Kate, we'll see if anybody noticed that a few hours ago, Ion named who owns TikTok.
Surprise. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Nobody did, I don't think. Unless they want to speak up when they get a chance in tailgate. So, Kate, did you hear back from Anita when you went up to Hungary or someplace nearby?
Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow. So I'm going to try my best to see her.
What? You've emailed her and she responded?
Yes.
Oh, so you're going to meet?
Yes. I'm going to try my best to meet her. I'm only going for a couple days.
Is that in Hungary?
Yes.
So what'd you just say? You're only going to what?
I'm only going there for a couple days.
Well, she said she was available, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you know.
You have to meet her. You initiated it.
Yeah. I will. I it would be really nice to meet another Ionette and add them on my...
You don't use the word Ionette. That's back in your day.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it changed.
Yes, Ionette. It changed for years. Oh,
okay. Not. Got it. Okay. Okay. With TikTok, I just want to know, with all this attention, where is it going? That it's stealing from
people.
To
the K-Party. And then people who ain't working are trying to get you to sit there and hit the little heart button so the little hearts go up so they can do live. Then they do live and they get roses. Then you have to buy roses or you have to have a following. Once you get 1,000, you get something and something else. It's like a tag team jet ski. And then you run it, and then you become an empathizer. No. An actualizer. No.
Influencer.
No, we don't like that word because they don't influence anything. But they don't influence anything. So why call them an influencer? Because they don't influence it. All they're doing is trying to tell you something that you already knew. And you like what you knew, so you like what they said. So now you've influenced yourself. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Okay.
And we got that straightened out.
Yeah, Kate mastered that.
Is TikTok copying everyone's brain
pattern?
Kate
mastered that. Deal with that sentence. Kate mastered that.
I did. I sure did.
Kate. Kate. This is Lauren. This isn't Kate. What are you talking about,
what?
Bob? This is Lauren.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Bert's become Chad, so what you gonna do?
Okay, so when everybody got sucked into TikTok overnight, did that happen because of Lockdown Bob Rule? Because it happened during the same time.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all the key important TikToks are made by Ion.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that get displayed. Yeah. There's other opposing views. You might could get the other views too.
We could get the other views. You said we could.
We could,
but we're not.
Because guess who? But well, see, here's the problem, Home Skillet. Guess who else is fucking in TikTok? Straight up Tech Body.
Yep.
So if Tech Body's taking all this information or taking all this power from people, what is it doing with that power?
Oh, honey, Tech Body gives the best head. Ooh, Lord, the best head.
It's fucking everybody.
Yeah. You just have to be still. You don't even have to do nothing. Just be still.
It's a combination of Playboy's Mansion, the log cabin before Zappa got there, and Epstein's Island. That's what the tech. TikTok is enjoying.
Bob's little private playground.
All my favorite purchasers, shall we say.
Purchasers. Oh, my God.
So are people turning into zombies now because of TikTok?
Well, that's the reason we call it a zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is TikTok the completion of the smartphone Steve Jobs created? Like, did he know this was going to happen? Is he related to TikTok? Who cares? This isn't people's thing.
Okay, this isn't people's thing. What this is the Tech Buddy's revenge. Where now you have no choice. You're either going to do it then, or you're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Thanks for the memories.
Okay. Okay, so there's something else I'm confused about that I just wanted to ask. So, so you have the wire width.
We have a lot of things we're confused by. We deal with it all the time.
Okay, so each whisk is a different world, and each wire on a whisk is like a different, like one thing's changed from in each of those worlds. Like, I'm just confused. Is each wire on a whisk just one thing that's different? I don't know. The Chad tried to explain it. Like, on one whisk, you have red hair, and then on another whisk, you have black hair. Right? Mm-hmm. So when you do the OA movements, does it change? Do you change whisks, or do you change?
That's the way. That's your Uber home. The OA movement is how you call an Uber to get home.
Oh, okay. So that's all.
If you had just said that, it would have saved 2 hours of babble, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so is there, you know, when we go, so is there a whisk or a wire where I'm God? Like, I'm already on my throne, I'm God.
We only see you that way. We've only always seen you that way.
But right now, I'm trying to get
We don't care. We don't care what you think. We don't care what you think. It ain't a thinking man's game. We know what we know, but now it's up to you. See?
Yeah.
We'll get the chair and get the crown and get the orb and get the scepter. But if you don't show up, it's your choice, not our problem.
But there's a world where I am already, like, on my throne, pleasing and delighting myself.
Lots of them.
God.
Lots of them. Lots of them. We wouldn't bother talking to you if you were a lost cause. What good does that do? That don't help nothing.
If I'm trying to ascend to get back to God, but I'm already God in those other worlds, what is the point of me ascending if I already am ascended somewhere else?
Because your images of God are obsolete. We have to have a new image of God. You're not trying to get back to the some old image of God someone told you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going into retrieval stage. We're going to obsolescence and retrieval. Time for retrieval now.
So you'll retrieve a God image, you'll be that for a while, and that won't work, and you'll obsolesce it. Then you'll retrieve another God image you heard about, and that'll milk you for a while. Then you'll reject that one till you finally catch up to the new God-man that we are.
Yeah, but the new God is already, I already am that new God, because there's no time, and if I'm in the new,
Wait. That's exactly right. So if that's true, why are we having this conversation? Right?
Exactly.
Why are we having this conversation? So therefore, embrace that one. Now you've even got an idea of what it looks like and feels like, then go with that. It'll probably serve you well.
Okay.
You have to figure out why you have to keep talking to Bob.
No. You have to figure out why you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. Excellent. I'm getting there.
Good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go to the beach. It's good.
Okay. It's all good.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Stupid words. You're saying
y'all wanna,
for another
y'all wanna move. Y'all wanna move to Ukraine? I hear the weather's nice.
Okay. See. So you got to upgrade your language there, young lady.
Yes.
You got to up the anthropomorphic Andy.
Okay, I'll get Chad to help me with that.
All right.
Oh, okay. Bless his heart.
Look at Cider Somerset's praying. He says, "We're all wonderful human creators." He's quoting Ion 101. That's what he's praying. That doesn't work anymore, Cider Somerset. You're quoting the tech body. Ukraine is the bomb these days. Okay, so I'll play some music, and then we'll have some more people. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, dear.
We're not physical.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's physical now. See, you don't even know the basics. Ion is physical now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Thanks for the update.
You didn't know that. You get someone else to teach you. Chad's not telling you anything properly. There's a basic point you should be making like that. That the Ion is not non-physical anymore. There's no guff. Okay?
Okay. I knew that, but okay, I get it.
Yeah, you don't know the implications of it. You got to start to resonate across all fields of knowledge to see what one statement means.
Yeah. And then you'll get the proper correct way to eat boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.